I'm David Delegater. From the 26th to the 28th of September is the third annual Clifton Fest. And our guest today is Jan Brown-Checco, an artist who's going to talk to us about the whys and wherefores of the festival, how it started, and what we can expect. Jan, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, David.
So 3 years we've been. Has the festival changed at all in its outlook or perspective?
I think the reason for the festival remains the same, and that has been to boost the Gaslight Business District. We lost our IGA 3.5, going on 4 years now. And the beginning of, actually I call it the renaissance of the Clifton Fest, happened very shortly after the closing of the IGA. Clifton Fest used to be, from what I understand, a sidewalk sale for the merchants. And one of the business owners, Scott Crawford, who was the owner of Olives and soon to be Live at the Ludlow Garage, has always wanted to have some kind of renaissance of the event for the neighborhood. So he got the permit to close Ludlow Avenue between Middleton and Clifton Avenues. So he said to the neighborhood, what shall we do? And instead of having it just be sidewalk sale, we decided, since we have a creative and diverse culture in our neighborhood, that we would have it be an art and music festival and have it reflect as much as possible the working artists of our neighborhood.
So what types of art can we expect to see? I mean, painting, sculpture, what is it?
You will see that. You'll also see fine craft. We have quite a lot of ceramic art. We have jewelry and accessories. We have an amazing metal sculptor whose name is Ryan Slattery, who always amazes us. Last year, he brought a 7-foot-tall tin man made out of metal and polished aluminum. And it's difficult for me to single out individuals because we have 41 artisans this year. The thing that makes it different is people who attended last year and wanted to participate have been coming to us and asking. So we have expanded that. We've grown that by 6 booths. And we also have artists, fine artists, who do visual art, doing a special project called Art Carpets. And this is sort of the evolution of what used to have presence on Telford Street, a program called Streetscapes that had been created and directed by Kip Egan, and that ran for 10 years. And when he decided to retire his project, we picked up the general practice, modified it to have it have longer longevity, and now these will be 36, approximately 4-foot by 6-foot images, original images designed by these artists that will be running along the curb edge of Ludlow Avenue. And we are using a method that includes whole milk that fixes the pastels so that they remain for about 3 months.
There also is going to be music throughout the course of the festival. What are we going to be able to hear?
We have 140 musicians, and that really gets bumped up because we have Muse singing with us on Sunday. It's a nice program. There's a lot of diversity this year. One of the things that I'm really excited about is that Ron Esposito is coming on Sunday morning with his singing Crystal Bowls while we have It's Yoga presenting yoga on Clifton Plaza, 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. So that's going to be a really soulful opening of the festival day. But at the same time, there's a 5K run over in Burnett Woods that's also part of the festival. So there is something really for everybody. The Cincinnati Park Board is bringing the Kids Zone again, which happens all around Diggs Plaza, which is at the entry to Burnett Woods. And then we have a stage at both Clifton Plaza and one down at the end of the Midway at Middleton, which is, in fact, the Cincinnati Park Showmobile. Those are filled with music. The first act is on Friday night on Clifton Plaza when we don't close the street. But we have wine pourings that are being sponsored by Ludlow Wines. And then we have music from 6 until 10 p.m. And at Ohm Eco Cafe, which is also right there next to the plaza, we have an artist reception for Scott Donaldson, who is showing his own work. But he was the master muralist that led us in doing the Clifton Fest first public artworks, which is the mural that is on Clifton Plaza. It was executed this summer.
Yeah, I also see music on Saturday, Tracy Walker, Baoku, Afrobeat, and Robin Lacey and Zydeco. So, you know, you've got blues, you've got Afrobeat, you've got Zydeco music from Louisiana. So it's a real mixed bag.
Right. We have also Mayan Ruins, Acaria, Cliftones, Part-Time Gentlemen, Jump and Jive. Another thing that's really popular that happens on Sunday is the Pet Parade. This gathers in the parking lot of Annunciation Church and parades up Clifton Avenue, turns into the Midway, goes straight down the center of the Midway, ends up at the main stage. And there are four different categories of prizes this year. And our judge will be Assistant City Manager Scott Stiles, who is a resident of Clifton.
So who's eligible to be in the pet parade?
Everybody. Last year, somebody brought their ferret named Fizzy.
Okay, so you could have a cat on a leash.
Yeah.
You could have.
Can bring your bird. You can bring your rabbit. You can bring whatever you like, as long as the only thing that we are the least bit concerned about is that we don't have dogs pursuing other people's, you know, more vulnerable pets, because there are quite a lot of dogs, and many of them are in fun costumes.
Thank you for being with us, Jan Brown-Chucko. Clifton Fest, it's in the Gaslight District. Those of you that haven't been to Clifton in a while, there's plenty of food to eat. I mean, there are a zillion restaurants around there.
And there's also a beer garden, Rivertown Stagnaro, right? Beer Garden on Telford Street. So, yeah, there's a lot of reasons to come and spend the weekend with us.
Great. Clifton Fest, Friday, September 26th through the 28th, Sunday. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.